Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
New action after suspected chemical attack.
Airstrikes overnight in Syria.
Social network to notify privacy victims.
Facebook is fighting for its credibility.
Second time before a jury.
The Bill Cosby sex assault case is back on trial once again.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Home Advisor.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kaifen. And President Trump says Syria has a big price to pay for the suspected chemical attack that killed at least 40 people in a rebel stronghold outside Damascus. And today, missiles rained down on a Syrian Air Force base. Israel has been blamed, as we hear from CBS's Robert Berger.
The Russian and Syrian military are accusing Israel of launching an airstrike inside Syria. Israel has not commented on allegations that two F-15 warplanes flying over Lebanon fired 8 missiles at a strategic Syrian airbase. Reports say 14 fighters, including Iranians, were killed in the attack. We are also learning more about this weekend's attack in Syria. CBS's Holly Williams reports on why experts suspect chemical weapons were involved.
Videos show lifeless bodies with no visible injuries. Survivors struggling to breathe, many of them children, and being washed down, apparently to remove a substance from their skin. We cannot independently verify any of these videos, and we don't know whether a chemical weapon was used. Survivors, though, reportedly smelled of chlorine, a chemical that can be deadly in confined spaces.
I'm Stephen Portnoy at the White House. The apparent chemical attack happened on the one-year anniversary of the airstrikes President Trump ordered after a sarin gas attack. In a pair of Sunday morning tweets, Mr. Trump said President Putin, Russia, and Iran are responsible for backing Animal Assad. Big price to pay. On ABC's This Week, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham called this a defining moment of the Trump presidency.
If he doesn't follow through and live up to that tweet, he's going to look weak in the eyes of Russia and Iran.
Just last week, the president said he wanted to get out of Syria quickly. CBS News military consultant, retired Major Mike Lyons.
This is a very complex challenge now for the foreign policy advisors of the president as the Syrian government decides to cross another red line again in the wake of the president saying that we're leaving Syria. Are those two things connected?
Mr. Trump meets and dines with top military advisors tonight.
Each Facebook user will get word today on whether or not their personal information ended up in the political hands of Cambridge Analytica. We're live with CBS's Vicki Barker.
Facebook says all users will be given more control over how apps use their data, and those millions whose data has been harvested for political ends will also be notified of that fact. Ian Scherer of CNET via Skype calls it a start.
Facebook really needs to figure out how to get on top of this and how to convince us all that they care, they truly care about making this better. It's becoming a harder and harder job every day.
He notes it's no coincidence Facebook has moved to tighten user privacy one day before founder Mark Zuckerberg begins 2 days of congressional testimony. Steve?
Well, there's plenty of anticipation for that on Capitol Hill as we hear from congressional correspondent Nancy Cordes.
His message is going to be one of contrition. He'll apologize for the conditions that enabled Cambridge Analytica to access personal data from up to 87 million users. And he'll apologize for the fact that the affected users are only being alerted on Facebook starting today, over 2 years later.
Well, North Korea is telling American officials that Kim Jong-un is ready to discuss his nuclear weapons program. The dictator has been offered to meet with President Trump, but it's not clear that's going to happen. The BBC's Laura Bicker is in Seoul, South Korea.
Denuclearization may mean different things to Pyongyang and Washington. The Trump administration wants Kim Jong-un to get rid of all of its nuclear weapons. This is perhaps something North Korea is not yet willing to do.
President Trump tweeted about China this morning, characterizing the current trade situation between the countries as stupid. China's foreign ministry said trade talks with the U.S. are impossible under current conditions. Plenty has changed since Bill Cosby's sex assault trial ended last year with a hung jury in suburban Philadelphia. CBS's Matt Piper will cover today's opening statements in round two.
Bill Cosby enters this retrial with a whole new defense team led by Tom Mesereau, best known for getting Michael Jackson acquitted of child molestation 13 years ago. Cosby's first trial in June ended in mistrial after 5 days of trial and 6 days of deliberations. But it's a different landscape just 10 months later. The Me Too movement, which was not prevalent then, and testimony from as many as five other women. The 80-year-old faces 10 years in prison on each of three charges of aggravated indecent assault. Matt Piper, CBS News, Norristown, Pennsylvania.
A charter bus carrying teens returning from a spring break trip hit a bridge overpass on New York's Long Island, shearing off the top of the vehicle. Six people seriously hurt. More than 30 others suffered minor injuries. CBS's Don Daler is in Humboldt, the small city in western Canada, left reeling by the bus wreck that killed 15 people, 10 of them players on the local junior hockey team.
The same ice where the Humboldt Broncos played the game they loved. Hundreds of mourners, including Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and a player just released from the hospital, came together to remember members of the team who died in a horrific bus crash over the weekend. The team's chaplain saw the aftermath.
Walked up and found a scene that I never want to see again. To sounds I never want to hear again.
Sam Jackson Vischer was on the team just last year.
How are you doing? Have you been able to process this yet?
It's friends and sons and neighbors lost, and it's tragic.
A 27-year-old Texan took home the green jacket at the Masters Golf Tournament on CBS.
Captain America, Catcher's Augusta.
That's the nickname for Patrick Reed. He had to sink a putt on the 18th green to secure the victory.
To be able to have to par the last hole to win my first major, it definitely felt right.
Reed held off final round charges of Ricky Fowler and Jordan Spieth. A titanic battle is shaping up between the federal government and the Golden State.
California says it's not rolling back its fuel economy rules, no matter what the U.S. government does, and will fight any effort to end a waiver that lets it set its own rules. Edmunds.com analyst Jessica Caldwell says carmakers could be caught in the middle.
If there's, you know, a long, drawn-out fight, we could have not a lot of resolution for a long period of time, which puts automakers in a tricky situation.
Most carmakers say their priority is to have one national standard. Jeff Gilbert for CBS News, Detroit.
Comic and character actor Chuck McCann has died. He was a familiar face on TV and in movies, but he also did some memorable voice work.
Watch out, because I'm...
McCann was the original voice of that hopped-up TV bird and commercials for Cocoa Puff cereal. He was 83. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.